you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, and hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, a familiar one with many men. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. That's Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. And I'm also going to turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 and 29. And this is going to be some of the theme of our conversation as my friend, my growing good friend, Tom Cheshire, joins me. And it's been about a year, so I'm a little saddened that we haven't connected more times in between. I think we've seen each other at either BMIC breakfasts or other gatherings locally here in the area, but I always love spending time with you, Tom, because you're passionate about men's ministry, about guys growing and being discipled, and you're going to announce three upcoming Iron Sharpens Iron's men's conferences that are coming up, so I'm looking forward to learning about that. But here's a theme that you love that you've shared about before out of Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 and 29, which says, "We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom." And you like the fact that teaching all men, because you're about right. Men's ministry, because men can impact their community, their society, their family, the world, as can women. And so we proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. To this end, I labor. And that's why Tom loves this verse. This is what he labors to do, build into men godly character and helping them be discipled and be disciplers of others. To this end, I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me. That's Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 and 29. And as mentioned, joining me in the studio is Tom Cheshire. He's the, what do you call it? Is it considered executive director of RPM, or what's your title?
Yeah, like officially, legally, it's executive director, founder, okay. You know. Lead servant is really, sure. If I was going to pick one, that was what I would pick, is lead servant.
And you've been in this role for many years. In fact, you've been very involved in men's ministry in the greater Springfield area for years. I think you were part of the beginnings of BMIC and other ministries, and yet God called you very clearly to help oversee Iron Sharpens Iron. So we're going to talk about the three upcoming conferences, your passion for men discipling other men, but talk a little about RPM, that's Relevant Practical Ministry for Men, how it started, and give our listeners a little lesson in what's behind RPM.
Sure. So RPM, we launched in January of 2007, and the idea, the vision, and the mission, which has never changed since we launched in 2007, was to be a resource for the local church in the area of men's ministry. And by that, my heart was, and still is to invest in the local church in the area of men's ministry and to try and help them develop. Because I think a couple of words that I use that is generally lacking in most churches when it comes to men is that they have a strategic and intentional plan to see their men go from unbelief to mature believers. Mm-hmm. Now, they would say, well, we have Sunday school, we have, and again, I'm not dismissing any of those as not being valuable, but there's no real intentionality, and there's no, how do you move more along that continuum of spiritual maturity, right? And so that's what I try to come in, do it by basically giving churches a vision for what a strategy looks like to do things intentionally throughout the year, and then it's just really a rinse and repeat once you get the idea, the concept down of what does it look like to be intentional and strategic with your men? You can start to plug in different things as the years go by.
Right? And I like those two themes, being strategic and intentional, because it's not just having a once a month men's breakfast. What's the follow-up? What's the intentionality? Yeah, it's great to have the fellowship, but is there Bible study? Is there discipleship? Is there mentoring? And so because of your expertise and background, a pastor might be tuned in today or somebody's thinking about about developing their men's ministry, would they contact you and say, hey, Tom, take us through some of the strategy, or how can we be more intentional than just throwing together, hey, we're going to have breakfast and there's going to be a speaker? So what would you say, and how can they get in touch with you?
Sure. They can email me. They can go on the website. You can get both my phone number and my email, but you can contact me. You can text me, email me, call me, are all viable ways to connect with me. But when someone reaches out to say, hey, what would that look like for our church? Mm-hmm. Whether that's the pastor or the men's leader. And sometimes it's just a strategic guy in the church that really catches the vision. It all begins with just a very casual conversation, mm-hmm. of just talking and hearing, because what I've learned over the years is every church is different. And so there's no cookie cutter process that's going to work for any church. So it's really learning about the DNA, if you will, of your church. That's my process of understanding what's going on at your church. And then it's just informational things about what you are doing or not doing. And again, statistically, churches are doing, I know this is going to sound bad, mm-hmm. but churches are doing too much usually. Mm-hmm. Their calendars are too full. Mm-hmm. And I say men generally struggle from analysis paralysis. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you give me three things to do or three choices, I get so locked up that I don't do any of them, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so if there's too many things going on where you're continually calling men to be involved in it, and this isn't necessarily men's ministry exclusive activity in the church, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of one of the things that we do is look at your calendar. Give me a snapshot of a month. Give me a snapshot of a quarter. Give me a snapshot of a year of what goes on. From everything, from Sunday to Wednesday to multiple service, whatever, all the different activities, events, because again, then we can start to see we're doing a lot of things. It's kind of like throwing things on the wall and seeing what sticks.
Right.
And that's why I say it's not bad, right? Like a monthly men's breakfast is not bad. That's a good thing if you're using it as part of a way to then have something a little more consistent, a little more intimate. Go after that, right?
And right now, say there's a pastor listening or a deacon or an elder or just a man that says, I've always wanted a men's ministry to be birthed in our church. Maybe a starting point would be giving you a call and setting up a time or going through some of your literature or stopping by rpmfm.org. rpmfm.org, and that stands for Relevant Practical Ministry for Men. So rpmfm.org, or you could call Tom directly at 217-622-4069, 217-622-4069. And if you're driving along to work, just call the station and we can give you all that information. But what's your email in case somebody wants to email you?
Again, tom@rpmfm.org.
So that's very easy. Again, the name of the ministry, but Tom, T-O-M, at rpmfm.org. So you could send off an email or text him and say, hey, I'd like to know more, or could you share some of the strategies, because we've had a men's ministry going for a number of years, but it just seems like it's a once-a-month thing or it's a quarterly thing. Can you give us some tips, some tools, some techniques on how to go deeper? And so that's what your passion is. Iron sharpens iron, men sharpening other men, discipleship going on. And so that's going to be talked about or shared in these upcoming three different conferences, three different dates spanning from March 2nd to April 20th. One's in St. Louis, one's here in Springfield, and one's in Champaign. And I attended two of them last year, thoroughly enjoyed them, initiated conversations with a number of the speakers that either were on Mark and Friends or came to my ministry leaders luncheon. And so these are great gatherings for men to be around other men. And I love how you lay it out. It's a full day. Doors open at 7:30, but the program begins 8:30 to 4:55. And you're very intentional. So guys know that, hey, we're done at 4:55. By 5 o'clock, you can be heading towards your car. So talk about the St. Louis, the Springfield, and the Champaign events that are coming up.
Sure. If I could just real quick tie in the previous conversation to the conferences, because we as a ministry aren't trying to tell churches to do something that we don't do, right? So as a ministry, we're trying to be strategic and intentional. And so the conferences are a very strategic part of the ministry where we we gather men and, more importantly, churches to come to the conferences so that we can then have an opportunity to be in front of them, to share about the ministry, to then give them encouragement as to how you use the conference mm-hmm. is also important, right? Again, it's like a monthly men's breakfast. A men's conference is a great thing to go to. Ours, I think, is really good, right? And I think there's a lot of resources that you're exposed to, both by the speakers and the seminars and exhibitors and on that you can garner and take back into your church. But the idea for the ministry is that that's a step in that, is to go to the conferences mm-hmm. and be encouraged and equipped, right? And then that's part of our strategy of how we connect with churches.
And I got the privilege of being in the multipurpose room, if you will, with the table set up featuring the radio ministry. And a number of times, oh, yes, we're 15 guys. We came from this church, or we're part of a men's ministry over here, and we took a busload or a van. And so it would be a great thing for the pastors to be aware of, because they could send their ministry men's leader along with maybe all the guys that are in their group. And so part of RPM is putting on this conference, but I know you like to go much deeper. You like discipleship. So talk a little more. I think I sidetracked us a bit here, but talk a little more about RPM and then these upcoming conferences.
Sure. So the conferences, March 2nd in St. Louis on the Missouri side. This last year we moved over. We had been on the Illinois side of St. Louis, Metro East, for the first 16 years. And so this will be year 17. And we are over on the South County, if you're familiar with the St. Louis area, is that's where the church that's hosting it is located. And then March 16th here at the First United Methodist Church on Cokie Mill.
Which is a beautiful campus. It's huge.
Yeah, that facility is phenomenal.
I mean, it could accommodate thousands.
Yeah.
A beautiful facility, big gymnasium that I get to set a table up. Butch and I were there throughout the afternoon and then attended some sessions, but a great location here in Springfield on March 16th. And then April 20th, where is it at?
New Horizons Church mm-hmm. in Champaign, Illinois on Bloomington Road.
Our friend Mark, pastor's there. Yeah. Great guy. In fact, he had 60-plus men at a gathering that I was at. They had like a Fresh Wind revival weekend. Johnny Harris spoke, and passionate followers of Jesus, these men gathered, and Johnny did a great job. And they highlighted, hey, guys, get your reservations in, because it tends to fill up pretty quick. You can accommodate, I think, 400 or 500 at that church and many others. But if somebody wants to register, they're already getting excited about this Iron Sharpens Iron conference, whether it's in St. Louis, Springfield, or Champaign. Do they go to rpmfm.org to register?
Yes. There's a page for each conference. So if you go to events, and it'll be a little drop down, and you'll see St. Louis, Springfield, or Champaign, you can go to those pages, and you'll see the seminar lineup. You can download posters and print, and everything that we send out in the promotional packet, except the posters and the cards, you can print from the website. But yeah, the concept, again, for the ministry is that we're asking churches to come and bring a group of men. Mm-hmm. We incentivize that by offering a discount for 10 or more. So the idea is that you would gather with a group of 10 or more men from your church, hopefully the pastor's included in that group, and come and have that shared experience, because mm-hmm. that's one of the ways that we know that men bond. That's why Army buddies, Marine buddies, you know, those kind of things, they're bonded because they've had a shared experience of boot camp and even possibly combat or something like that. But mm-hmm. the idea that coming to the conference is still meeting that idea of a shared experience mm-hmm. that you don't have, because, you know, let's be real, on Sunday we pretty much high bye, you know. Mm-hmm. There may be some lingering conversations, but to be with your fellow congregants all day and having lunch and having some relaxed time that we build into the schedule of the day, it's a valuable tool to get to know other men, but also for pastors to be known by their men. So,
and I love how you put the conference together. There's no wasted time. It's very efficiently well ran. The speaker followed by another speaker, or the worship time to the breakout session to the lunch, which is very efficient. I don't know if you're doing Chick-fil-A again, but it was boom, boom, you got it. You got seated, conversation with those around you, back to the next breakout session or the larger group. It's very well ran and organized. The doors open at 7:30. The conference speakers begin at 8:30 to 4:55. So it's a full day, but it's a great day. I've enjoyed a number of these conferences, and I'll be attending two of them and hopefully setting up a table and meeting many of the guys that come out. In case you just joined us, in the studio with me is Tom Cheshire. He's the executive director of Relevant Practical Ministry for Men. He's been doing this for a number of years. I had him on about a year ago and shared a little more of his faith journey and life story, but appreciate the work and the passion he has for men to grow and for men to be discipled and for men to be disciplers of others. And you can be that influence bearer, that faithful follower of Jesus that's impacting your world as you go into all your world. And talk a little bit about the speakers, because I know you're excited about these men of God that are going to be helping men grow.
The format has a morning session, starts with worship, and then we do some different promotional things, and then we have a keynote, and then go from that to a short break. I'll just outline the day. Mm-hmm. To a short break, then the morning set of seminars, which we bring those seminar speakers up on stage in the morning session so that all the guys get to hear why they're doing their seminar, why they should attend their seminar.
Yeah, that's great. They all have like a minute or so, So you're like, oh gosh, I like that one. That's going to be a great topic, because sometimes you see a name and you don't know the person, and then you say self-care or whatever the topic might be, and you're like, oh, I'm not sure. But yeah, that's really a nice thing that gives the guys the options then to decide what room to go to.
Yeah. After the seminar guys come up, we pray over the men and ask them to really yield to the Holy Spirit as to where's God directing you. You know, you may have come thinking, I need this or I want to go to this one. But after you've heard these guys share, if God is directing you to go someplace different, that you be just obedient to that, because that's where God is wanting to encourage and equip you. We go to lunch, have Chick-fil-A again. We've had Chick-fil-A for a good number of years now. Then we go back into a midday, another short midday session, some worship. We introduce the afternoon keynote speakers, go out, short break, keynote the afternoon speakers, then come back in for the last main session after a break, some worship, and the last closing keynote. So that's kind of the lay of the land. Now, this year in Springfield, we have Virgil Walker and Chris Harper. And both of these men were the keynotes for the St. Louis conference last year. So they did a phenomenal job. I went to Virgil literally right after the St. Louis, that day, and said, would you be willing to do this again? He said, brother, you call me anytime. I'm here. This has been a blessing. And so Virgil is a ops manager at G3 Ministries, which is based out of Atlanta. He's been a pastor in the Nebraska area before that. He has a very, very, very popular podcast with Daryl Harrison. And so just a solid, godly man, and has a passion to see men be what we're supposed to be, what we're called and created to be, leaders and men of God, husbands, fathers, grandfathers, whatever. So you'll be encouraged by him. Chris Harper is the CEO of Better Man Ministries, which if you're familiar with any of the men's ministries in the 90s and 2000s, Robert Lewis and Men's Fraternity. Basically, Better Man is the newest version of Men's Fraternity's curriculums. They had the old school Men's Fraternity that had three different curriculums that they had, and then they went to Series 33 that was obviously the 33 years of Jesus' life, but they just revamped the old original, the OG, and made those. But Better Man is now crafted yet another iteration, if you will, of biblical manhood. It's a great program. It's a great curriculum for churches to get involved with, to not only invest in their men, but it's evangelistic in that it is really challenging men to invite a younger man. If we're all honest, most of our churches are lacking that younger demographic, and so it's an opportunity for men to invite a younger man to this study, because here's another aha moment for you. All men want to know what it means to be a godly man, especially young men who are struggling in this society, in this world, this crazy world that we live in, that can't even define what a man is. They want to know. And so Better Man is a solid, solid curriculum. And Chris is just a dynamic. He is like the Energizer Bunny on steroids.
So that's happening in Springfield, March 16th. Virgil Walker and Chris Harper will be two of the main speakers. And then you'll have other various breakout sessions. Yep. Are they also going to be in Champaign on April 20th.
Now in Champaign on April 20th, it'll be Jamal Williams and Kent Evans are the keynote speakers. Some of the same seminar speakers are going to all three conferences, but we have some different ones in Champaign that aren't at either of the other two conferences. And I think we've done a good job of really trying to cover the gamut of finances, purity, biblical manhood, ministry, a wide variety of those topics that we're trying to encourage and equip men that they come. And we record all of them. So at the end of the day, you can leave with all the seminars on a flash drive with the handouts.
Listening, friend, especially men, but women, you can have a key role in encouraging your husband or son or grandchild to attend. It's an all-day gathering. It begins in St. Louis on March 2nd, or you can come to Springfield on March 16th. These are Saturdays, or April 20th in Champaign. Find out more at rpmfm.org, rpmfm.org, or you can call Tom directly to find out more about the conference, or maybe you want him to come to your church or large group to talk about men's ministry, how your church can effectively launch or be more strategic or intentional on what you want to have accomplished, have these men grow deeper in their walk with the Lord. You can call Tom directly at 217-622-4069, 217-622-4069, or email him directly at tom@rpmfm.org, tom@rpmfm.org. Tom, I'm going to give you the last word.
Well, let me encourage men that will hear this broadcast. If you've never been, then I would encourage you to come. I shared earlier that we desire men to come in groups, but if you're a onesie twosies and you want to come just check it out and see what it's about before you broadcast it at your church, that's perfectly fine with me. But I just want to encourage men to be in the Word, to be men of prayer, and to just really seek to understand what the Scriptures say, what it means to be a godly man, what it means to be a godly husband. That's my encouragement.
Well, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends tab. Men, I encourage you to participate, to get involved, to get a group of guys, and encourage your pastor to come along with you and spend the day, whether it's in St. Louis on March 2nd, in Springfield on March 16th, or in Champaign on April 20th. Find out more at rpmfm.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you, Tom, for joining me again. And let's not make this a once-a-year thing. Let's get you back in here because there's a lot of other things you're doing and passionate about with men growing and just involved in the community here. So appreciate how God is working in and through you. And thank you for joining me for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Tom Cheslire with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.